Little Church on the Hill. I have never heard a man like of this man before. I have never heard a man speak like this man before. All of the days of my life, ever since I've been born, I have like of this man before. Nicodemus, he went to the Lord. He went to him by night and said, Rabbi, which means master, I want you to show me the light. Let me tell you, Nicodemus, let me tell you like a friend. He said, you got to be born again. What did you say? I never like this be. Let me say it one more time. I never heard a man. I never heard nobody like of this man before. I have never heard of nobody like this man before. But all of the days of my life, and ever since I've been born, I never heard. What did you say? Like this man be.
Okay. All right. Let's hear it for Willie Eason. Willie, we have a request. First of all, we're going to have Sonny play one now. And one while Sonny's playing, I want you to remember all those words to Roosevelt, because we want to hear you do Tell Me Why I Like Roosevelt. All right?
All right. All right.
Okay. And so let's have another one from Sonny Treadway.
Thank you.
Huh?
I don't have too much mic.
We got Willie's mic. Test your mic, Willie.
I ain't got no mic.
Nothing.
I ain't got nothing.
Try it again.
Very weak.
It's very weak. I mean, you want to hear the words of Roosevelt.
Yeah.
I started to bring mine. Wait a minute, that's better. That's there you go now. That's it.
Okay, Willie composed this song upon the death of Franklin D. Roosevelt, and he based it on newspaper clippings, current events of the day. And he might tell you a little bit about it before he plays it. He knows all about the words much better than I do. And this is a bonus cut on the CD version of Sacred Steel. It wasn't on a cassette version, so we got a real good live recording of him doing it last summer over at the University of Florida. Okay, Willie.
This selection tells us about the death of our late President Roosevelt, tells about Elizabeth Shemanoff, who was one of our greatest artists of all times. President Roosevelt was sitting in a wheelchair, and this artist was sketching a photo of Roosevelt while he sat there in the wheelchair, Elizabeth Shemanoff. And while she was painting this picture, he was stricken with a cerebral hemorrhage. And they rushed him to his room. Late about 3:35, he died. The song says, "I cried about Roosevelt. He was no kin. Lord God Almighty, he was a poor man's friend." They called Mrs. Roosevelt through to Washington, D.C., who came to her husband's bedside. And I don't know why you like Roosevelt, but if you listen to the song, I can tell you just why I like Roosevelt. The Lord have blessed me down through the years. I'm the father of 15 children. 15 grands, 10 great grand. And my beautiful wife out there by the tree, we have been together 43 years. And this year, I will be 77. And I thank God for that, and that I'm able, although sometimes rheumatism, that's what the old folk used to call it. But arthritis, that's the new word for it. Sometimes it try to set in and try to stop, but God is still using me. When he used my hands or my feet or my voice, whatever he used, I say, "I belong to you." And that's what I tell him when you see me walking right, when you see me singing right, when you see me preaching right, God is just using me. The song says, "Tell me why you like Roosevelt." Well, I don't know why you like Roosevelt. But if you listen to some of the words of the song, in the song, I can tell you just why I like Roosevelt. He wasn't no king. Lord God Almighty, he was a poor man friend. And although I wasn't able to have my instrument here, I feel a little uncomfortable, but nevertheless, thanks to Bob over there, who Bob Stone, they went and got me an instrument so I could be able to play here. But I feel uncomfortable, but nevertheless, y'all don't mind giving me a hand to let me kind of push me along a little bit. Tell me, why did you like Roosevelt? Wasn't no kin. Why did you like Roosevelt? Wasn't no kin. Why did you like Roosevelt? Wasn't no kin. Oh, Lord God Almighty, he was a poor man's friend. It was in the year of 1945. Good president laid down and died. Knew how all of the poor people felt when they received the message we lost Roosevelt. In his life, there were all indications at Warm Spring, Georgia, he received salvation. Listen, friends, and don't you rush. Elizabeth Chemanaw, she grabbed a brush, dipped it in water and began to paint. She looked at the president and began to think. She never painted a picture for him at night. She knew that the president didn't look right. The time of day, it was 12 o'clock. Tell me that Elizabeth had to stop. And great God Almighty, she started too late. That's why they call this that unfinished portrait. A little bit later, about 1:30, had a cerebral hemorrhage and the world looked muddy. They called Atlanta, Washington too, like a zigzag lightning. The call went through. They called long distance to notify his wife. Dr. Bruin said he died at 3:35. And great God Almighty, wasn't no bell to tone. Less than 30 minutes, the world was in moan. I cried about Roosevelt. I cried about Roosevelt. I cried about Roosevelt. Well, Roosevelt's administration, Congress assembled. First time in history, appointed a Negro general. General Benjamin O. Davis, I'm trying to relate. First Negro general of the United States. And after Dory Miller had shown his skill, kept sending him to sea until he got killed. Then Roosevelt said, I'll back the attack. He appointed a Negro captain over white and black. This qualified man was Hugh Mosaic. Was racial prejudice, he tried to rule out, invited Negro leaders into the White House. See, advocated the fair practice of labor to let the poor man know he was our emancipator. Made Madam Bethune a lady of the land, made part of his will to Mr. Pretty Man. He endorsed inventions of Dr. Washington Carver. This is why that I said he was an earthly father. He took my feet out of the miry clay, haven't had to look back at the WPA. That's why I like Roosevelt. Why I like Roosevelt. Why I like Roosevelt. Well, Hoover's administration, Congress assembled. Tell me the poor folk began to tremble. The rich would ride in the automobiles. Depression made poor people rob and steal. I would look next door to Ivor Bellum. Neighbor wasn't getting anything for their hard labor. But great God Almighty, there were moonshine stealing that brought about a crime wave, robbing and killing. After Hoover had made the poor man moan, Roosevelt stepped in, gave us a comfortable home. It was sad about Roosevelt. Sad about Roosevelt. Sad about Roosevelt. Well, Great God Almighty, look what a time when England asked Churchill to resign. After fighting through the European war so hard, they put him out in the hands of the Almighty God. But his success was at the lead. Great God Almighty, what history. Two presidents that we ever felt was Abraham Lincoln and Roosevelt. I wish Roosevelt could have lived to see all glory waving over Germany. God Almighty knew just to what was best. He knew that the president, he needed a rest. His battle done fought and victory done won. Our problems have just begun. Your burden get heavy, you don't know what to do. Call on Jesus, he's a president too. It's set up by Roosevelt. Set up by Roosevelt. Set up by Roosevelt. Well, I've told you the history of Roosevelt's life. World can say that he left a sweet wife. Hasn't been so worried since she was a girl. After Roosevelt's death, what would become of the world? She notified her son across the sea. Boys, don't get worried about poor me, but keep on fighting for victory. Your father is dead. You all are grown. I wouldn't worry about your father, but the world is in moan. It was sad about Roosevelt. Sad about Roosevelt. Sad about Roosevelt. Great God Almighty was a poor man's friend.
All right, I think we gotta call it a day, folks. Let's hear it for Willie Eason and Sonny Treadway. Sacred Steel Guitars. You'll be seeing more of these folks throughout the weekend. Matter of fact, Sonny is going to be down at the amphitheater at 6 o'clock. 6 o'clock on the big amphitheater stage. All right, thanks again for coming out, and thanks, guys.
Oh, thank you. Oh, yeah, yeah. I thought I knew. I know.